previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Friday morning on Algoa FM Breakfast at 7:45 with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. And we have a guest in the studio this morning after 17 hours of grueling meeting of boxes flying around and name calling and just a normal day in council, as it appears. We woke up yesterday to the news that we have a new mayor, and his name is Councillor Retief Ordendahl. Is in the studio this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Algoa FM.
Good morning. It's wonderful being here, and good morning to all the listeners.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Let's start with the people that don't know Retief Ordendahl. Who is Retief Ordendahl?
Well, I'm born and bred in Nelson Mandela Bay. I studied here at what was then the UPE. Got my law degree. I've got my own practice. I'm an attorney by trade. I became a councillor in Nelson Mandela Bay at the age of 26 in 2009. In 2016, I became the political head of finance in the city, and then in 2019, I went to the provincial legislature and only came back to Nelson Mandela Bay in 2018. During that time, I still stayed here, obviously, but I was a member of the legislature. I'm very passionate about the city. I think that we've got an amazing potential as a city, but unfortunately, it's broken, and I hope that I can play a small part in bringing some change to the city.
And family-wise, Retief, family, kids, partner?
I've got a beautiful wife, Anna-Marie. We've been together since high school. And then during varsity, she left me for somebody else.
No, she did not.
And then we managed to get back together, and we've been together ever since. I've got three beautiful children. The youngest, a little girl called Luca, and the oldest two being two boys, who's in Sunridge Primary. So, yeah, and then two dogs.
Sweet.
So, yeah, that's normal. Story.
Very much a family guy.
Yes, absolutely. It was the kids that woke me up yesterday after I only had 90 minutes of sleep.
19 minutes.
Sure. Kids tend to do that.
You said, when you came in with introduction, I said, Mr. Mayor, you said, no, please call me Retief. It's very difficult because I'll say Mr. Mayor, I have to. You said you got involved with politics around about 2009. Not only as mayor, but being involved with politics. What keeps you up at night?
Apart from my kids now and again, no. I think that what concerns me is the fact that politicians, unfortunately, don't put the interest of communities first. I think that if you become a politician, you must do it for the right reasons. And you can't become wealthy in politics. If you see a wealthy politician, he either would have made his money before he entered into politics, or he is a crook. So, you know, at the end of the day, people must put the interest of communities first, and very seldom they don't do that. And that keeps me up, you know, when you have to get involved in petty squabbles, talking about the interest of parties, when what you should be talking about is service delivery and bringing change to communities. I've traveled the length and breadth of the Eastern Cape, looking at how broken our other municipalities are. Half of the municipalities in the Eastern Cape are bankrupt. Mm. They can't pay their officials. They can't provide basic services. So we've got a massive challenge, and also here in Nelson Mandela Bay, closer to home, obviously. And that's my wish, that each and every political party, no matter where you're from, can come together and say, listen, let's forget about our own selfish interests. Let's talk about how we can bring stability to the Bay. Let's talk about how we can work in the best interest for the city so that we can get Nelson Mandela Bay working again.
Retief, just on that point, I mean, you've hit the nail on the head. We've been courted by many a cunning political suitor over the past couple of years, so you can appreciate that we have become somewhat disenchanted. What is it that is going to be different about your flowers and chocolates?
Well, I think, first of all, I'm probably not the best politician. I'm probably better suited as an administrator, you know, hiding behind the policies and the finances of the municipality. That's certainly where I'm more comfortable. But I think, first of all, what I said to our coalition partners is I want our relationship to be built on trust. Let's make no mistake. It's going to be difficult to work in such a big coalition. It's never been done. It's a 10-party coalition. But I said to our coalition partners, our relationship must be built on trust and honesty. We're going to have difficult conversations, but our number one priority must be to bring stability to Nelson Mandela Bay Council. If you look at council, how broken council is, you cannot fix the administration before you fix council. So fix council, stop the squabbling, stop the physical fighting in council, then provide the necessary oversight, provide the measures to stabilize the administration so that you can get the city functioning again. So I think that if you want to know what's going to be different, I think the fact that we are just going to be civil servants. I hate the fact, and it comes to why I want to be called Retief and not mayor. I hate the fact that we're turning politicians into celebrities. Mm. They're not celebrities. They are civil servants, and you pay them. You pay me. So I'm just here to do a job. I don't know how long I'm going to be here, and I really just want to put some measures in place that will stabilize the administration together with our coalition partners. And long after Retief Woodendal is just a distant memory, I want there to be some kind of stability in the administration where our officials are able to work in an environment that actually can deliver.
Well, for Luca, for Anna Marie, and for all of our families, essentially, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Because, yeah. I mean, the station's got a very good phrase that we often use, is that we live here too.
That's it.
This is our city too, and we want to see it run by clean, good governance. And in this case, it's going to be even more difficult because, like you said, you've got a 10-party coalition, which is not difficult. I mean, I've got two people that I need to manage here.
Excuse you.
It's really difficult.
Yeah, if I just listen to all those squabbles in the morning.
I mean, talking about 10-party coalition, I mean, it's you're taking on such, besides trying to turn the city around, just managing that coalition is going to be one hell of a task.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, I think that we've already built a good trust relationship over the last couple of weeks. And I am comfortable that all of those coalition partners actually just also want to get on with the job. Many of them said to me, those that were in a coalition with the ANC, said that it was difficult. I know that I probably shouldn't speak about party politics, but it was difficult in that specific coalition. They couldn't meet, and as a result, it became problematic, and some of their brands were tarnished by the fact that they couldn't deliver services. So the aim is now to create a stable coalition that can actually deliver services. And I think that is the bottom line. All of our discussions must be about how we turn the city around, not about what we can do for party politics and for positions. It's all about the people. It's all about fixing a broken administration, and it's really broken. I've spent the majority of my time over the last couple of weeks touring the Bay, going to all communities and speaking to people, and it's just sad if you see the state that our communities are in and the real lack of service delivery that you see. Just one statistic that I want to give you. Do you know that by law, a sewage blockage or sewage spill has to be fixed within 24 hours. In certain communities in the Bay, it takes up to a month in order to clear a sewage blockage.
I'm glad you went there, because how is, as citizens, how can we hold the administration accountable for that? Because you said it's by law. So if something isn't fixed within 24 hours, who is accountable for that now? Because there's never been accountability.
Well, there is very little accountability, and that's why it's so important that council is fixed so that it can provide the necessary oversight over the administration. But I've got a lot of institutional knowledge, and I'm going to assist the city manager to provide the necessary methods and put the necessary monitoring and evaluation processes in place so that we can fix those processes and so that people can start being held accountable. I want our officials to work in an environment where they are proud to work for the municipality, but I equally want to tell our officials that they must realize that our residents are actually our shareholders in this municipality. They must be treated with respect. Currently, people don't like to pay their municipal accounts. It's a grudge payment, and because there's a trust deficit between our residents and Nelson Mandela Bay and the municipality. We need to fix that trust deficit. I'm not saying that you're going to be happy to pay your municipal account in the very near future, but at least you must feel that the municipality is doing their best to deliver services.
There's a return.
A return on investment.
Retief, you mentioned obviously the community a lot. The first port of call for any community members, their ward councillors, right? If there's something wrong in, let's say they're struggling with a response from a particular ward council, what's the next step maybe they can't come right with that particular incident?
You know, they are obviously the members of the mayoral committee that heads up departments, and they can be approached, and my office can be approached as well. But I do want to say, you know, I feel very sorry for our ward councillors in Nelson Mandela Bay across all party spectrum, because there's really some very good ward councillors out there that really tries their best. And I've seen how despondent some of those ward councillors have become. So there's one plea that I want to make to our listeners. Just realize that most ward councillors actually do want to resolve your issues. Nobody will be a ward councillor, put up their hand and say, I'll be a ward councillor, but I don't want to do anything for my community. Mm-hmm. Those ward councillors sometimes get up to 1,000 WhatsApps a day that they have to work through. And that's just one part of their job. So just try and understand. Don't be rude to them. If they don't come right, please come to the city manager's office or the mayor's office. Will help.
Just speaking about queries, there are so many messages. First of all, congratulatory messages coming through on Telegram, and then also some queries around service delivery issues, which we cannot obviously field right now. But what we do want to ask is, as Breakfast, we have a regular, or we have had a regular feature called the Mayor's Minutes. We haven't had that for a while, and we're wanting to know. I'm going to put you on the spot and find out whether we could possibly bring that back. It's a feature where listeners would send through some service delivery questions. We have you in as mayor, and you respond to those.
Oh, I see. Hey, grill the new guy.
But it's fortnightly. It's about fortnightly.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'll commit myself to that, and I'll commit the municipality, because it is that's a service to our community, and obviously you guys being such a big and wonderful radio station, we'll just love to partner up with you to be able to provide that service.
Well, that was recorded, produced when you got that.
It's on record.
Got it. I mean, there's messages coming through. Congratulations. Also, I've had a sewage problem for more than 3 months. I mean, so there's a lot of issues. You've got your work cut out, so we're going to let you go and start with your day. What's the first thing for today?
I don't know. I'm not in control of my diary.
Not in control of his diary anymore. And so it goes. This was what the monarchy was like. Queen Elizabeth didn't control her own diary. Everyone was telling her where to go, what to do.
No, I actually do know what I'm doing today. Or two of the most important engagements. One is with union reps, out of a sign of respect for our officials. And then also a very important engagement with the business chamber, because they are key stakeholders in Nelson Mandela Bay, and they've been having a lot of problems with municipal services, and obviously with load shedding, which has got a knock-on effect on our economy.
Yeah. Well, we'll catch up with you in the next Mayor's Minutes, but again, congratulations, newly elected Mayor for Nelson Mandela Bay, Retief Ordendahl. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It was lovely being here.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.